There's been something missing from this busy roundabout at Budrum on Queensland's Sunshine Coast. Peter Van Beek became known as the Waving Man for his daily practice of standing at the roundabout to greet morning and afternoon commuters.
Come on!
People just really connected with him, and there was something so familiar about him being there every day, every morning, every evening, and just how happy he always was and how happy he made you feel when you had that moment of connection with him. It was always so genuine and so heartfelt, and people genuinely missed having him around and still do now, a year later.
How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, probably 10 years.
Why do you do it every day?
I like it.
The Dutch-born 88-year-old died last year after suffering a stroke. Local John Munden says the news triggered an outpouring of love and gratitude for a man who brightened the days of many with a simple smile and wave.
There's a genuine feeling of, like, we really miss him being there. They really miss, you know, how he made them feel. And they really want to have something there to remember him by and memorialise it.
So John started a petition asking the local council to install a memorial at the roundabout in Peter's honour. It attracted more than 2,500 signatures.
It's just incredible the support we had for this. And then whenever you put a post on, you know, a Budrum community group or Harmony group or Sippy Downs, you get hundreds and hundreds of people sort of love and like the post and comment on the post as well. It's just the outpouring of the local community on this. It never diminishes. It's always incredibly positive.
John says the Sunshine Coast Council has now formally agreed to rename the site Peter's Roundabout. The council will work with Peter's family on the design.
I spent this morning with Peter's wife, Marguerite, actually, and she was really quite overwhelmed, and she's always been quite overwhelmed, really, by the love that people have felt for Peter, and just the fact that people will continue to keep talking about this situation and how wonderful Peter was and how missed he was. So they're going to speak. So Peter's wife and Peter's son Renee, who I spoke to this morning, will be in touch with the council now, and they're going to come up with designs and ideas of how they're going to put a memorial at the roundabout and rename it. So it's all moving ahead. It's wonderful news.
Bye bye.